What Hudson is saying is that IQ is a lot like height in basketball. Does someone who is 5'6" have a realistic chance of playing professional basketball? Not really. You need to be at least 6 foot or 6'1" to think of playing at that level, and all things being equal, it's probably better to be 6'2" than 6'1", and better to be 6'3" than 6'2". But past a certain point, height stops mattering so much. A player who is 6'8" is not automatically better than someone 2 inches shorter. Michael Jordan, the greatest player ever, was 6'6" after all. A basketball player only has to be tall enough. And the same is true of intelligence. Intelligence has a threshold. The introduction to the 1 versus 100 episode pointed out that Einstein had an IQ of 150 and Langen has an IQ of 195. Langen's IQ is more than 30% higher than Einstein's. But that doesn't mean Langen is 30% smarter than Einstein. That's ridiculous. All we can say is that when it comes to thinking about really hard things like physics, they are both clearly smart enough. This idea that IQ has a threshold, I realize, goes against our intuition. We think that, say, Nobel Prize winners in science must have the highest IQ scores imaginable, that they must be the kinds of people who got perfect scores on their entrance examination in college, and who won every scholarship available, and had such stellar academic records in high school that they were scooped up by the top universities in the country.